Today, we will study lesson number 26 in Mishnayos Maseches Nozir, and we will be beginning the seventh perek, Perek Shvi, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. In this perek, we'll be dealing with the prohibition of a nozir to become tomei lemeis. Now the halacha is that a kohen, an ordinary kohen, is also not allowed to become tomei lemeis, but that is only with regard to meisim, to the dead, who are not close relatives of his. However, the Torah tells us that l'sheido hakorov elof, l'imoy, l'oviv, l'vno, l'vito, l'yochiv, to his wife, parents, children, brothers, he is permitted to become tomei. However, a kohen gadol cannot become tomei even for his relatives. As the Pasuk says, I'll call nafsho yismeis lo yavo, lo aviv ule'imo lo yitam. A nazir in this regard is similar to a kohen gadol. The Pasuk says explicitly, Parshas Noso, with regard to a nazir, al nefesh meis lo yavo, lo aviv ule'imo lo echov ule'achoso, lo achiv ule'achoso, lo yitam lohem b'mosam. Nonetheless, there is one exception, and that is a meis mitzvah. If a kohen gadol, or a kohen hedyot, or a nozir, is walking along the road and finds a dead body abandoned, no one to bury it, he is obligated to bury it, even though it means he's going to become tomei in the process. Suppose two individuals who are prohibited to become tomei are traveling together and they encounter a meis mitzvah. The halacha is that one of them, and only one of them, should be involved with the kavura, with burying the meis mitzvah. That's all that's necessary is one person. The second person is not allowed, not obligated, not allowed to become tomei to that mace. So how do you decide if there are two individuals, which one becomes tomei and which one does not? So the Chachomim say that whoever has the greater kedusha, he is the last in the line to become tomei. So that if a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot are walking together and encounter a mace mitzvah, the Kohen Hedyot, whose Kedusha is clearly less than the Kohen Gadol, becomes tomei to the meis, and the Kohen Gadol does not. But suppose you have a situation of a Nozir and a Kohen. How do you decide whether it's the Nozir or the Kohen who has a greater Kedusha, and therefore should be the one not to become tomei? So the Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol v'Nozir, Einon Mitamin b'Krovehen. A Kohen Gadol and a Nozir are similar. In one respect, they cannot become Tomei even to their close relatives. Avol Mitamin l'meis mitzvah. But of both a Kohen Gadol and a Nozir, it is true that if they encounter a meis mitzvah, they must bury the meis mitzvah even though they become Tomei in the process. Suppose a Kohen Gadol and a Nozir are both walking along the road. Umotzu meis mitzvah. They encounter a corpse lying there that needs to be buried. When all that is needed to bury him is one person, which one of the two, the Kohen Gadol or the Nozir, should be the one to bury him, and which one of the two should not? So we have a machlokas here. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yitamo Kohen Gadol va'al Yitamo Nozir. And the Nozir's Kedusha is higher than the Kohen Gadol's Kedusha, as we will see why in a moment. And therefore the Kohen Gadol must be involved in the kavura, in the burial, and not the nosi. The Chachamim, however, disagree and say, they say the opposite. Yitam on nosi. Let the nosi become tome to the meis mitzvah. Val yitam o Kohen Gadol, not the Kohen Gadol. Because the Chachamim believe that the Kedusha of a Kohen is superior to the Kedusha of the Nazir. Omar Lohem Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer gave his reason why a Nazir, he feels a Nazir has a greater Kedusha. Yitama Kohen she'eino mevi korban al tumoso. If a Kohen becomes Tomei, there's no requirement that the Kohen must bring korbonos. But on the other hand, va'al yitamo nozeh shehu mevi korban al tumoso. A nozeh we've been studying, who becomes tomei, must bring the tiglachas hatuma, the three korbonos, olo, chatos, oshom, required of a nozeh who becomes tomei. And since the Torah requires him to bring a korbon if he becomes tomei, that for Rabbi Eliezer is proof positive that the nozeh's kedusha is superior. Omru lo, the Chachamim protest and say no to Rabbi Eliezer. Yitam on nozir, let the nozir become tombe. She'ein kedushoso kedush hasolom. The nazirus of a nozir is not forever. It's for 30 days. It's for 60 days. Even a nozir olom was only a nozir from the time that he vowed to become a nozir. But in the time he was born until that time, which could have been 20 years, he was not a Nazir. So it's not Kedusha Solom. As opposed to a Kohen, Al Yitam a Kohen, She Kedusha So Kedusha Solom. A Kohen is Kadosh from birth, from the womb, and not only is he Kadosh from the womb and all of his life, but so are his children for all generations. For hoy solovul is our achrof bris kahuna solom, the posuk says in Parshas Pinchas. So we see that the kedusha of a kohen, even of a kohen hedyot, is superior to that of a nazir. The halacha is like the chachomim. So that was Mishnah Aleph. Now we move on to Mishnah Beis. There are two categories. We've learned this before back in the third perek. Two categories of Tumas Meis when it comes to a Nazir. There's a Nazir who comes into direct contact with the Meis itself. We'll see various examples. Either by touching the Meis itself or parts of the Meis, or by carrying in a basket, on his shoulder, whatever, in a cloth, in a sack, parts of a Meis, even though he didn't physically touch it. Or if he is under an ohel, under a canopy, together with the mace or the parts of the mace that we will soon study about. So if the nazir became tome by coming into direct contact, into contact through masa, through maga, or through ohel with the mace itself, then that tumah, Hayamim Harishonim Yiplu, all the days that Nazir counted from day one all the way through to the time he became Tomei are gone, don't count. The Tumah is Soseres, the Tumah breaks all those days. And he is obligated, after he becomes Tohor, through the Hazor Shlishu Shvi, to bring the Korbanos Tumah, to have the proper haircut, etc. However, there's another category, and that's when the Nazir becomes Tomei, but not through the mace itself. And we'll see various examples, not today, but in tomorrow's Mishnah. In this latter case, when he becomes Tomei, but not through the mace itself, he must count 7 days and become Tohor. Those 7 days don't count, but he does not lose the days prior to the time he became Tomei. So, we are, and there's also no halacha in such a case of tiglachas tumah, as we will see. This Mishnah, now Mishnah Beis, gives a list of category one, of the mace or parts of the mace itself. Aleilu hatumos hanozir megaleach. Which types of tumah require the Nazir to go through the process of Tiglachas Atumah, of becoming pure, having the haircut, bringing the karbonos, etc. And in addition, by the way, loses all the days of his count of Naziros up until before the time he became Tomei. So here's the list. Number one, Al Hameis. If he came into contact with the dead body itself, even if this dead body had no flesh on it, for example, a fetus, undeveloped, not fully developed, but developed beyond a certain point which the Gemara defines, or a major section of the mace, rov binyan, all right, most of the structure of the body of the person, thighs, hips, etc., or rov minyan, where most of the limbs are together. These are cases of mace. This is a dead body. V'al kezayis min hameis. Similarly, if a person comes into contact with a flesh from a corpse, the size of a kezayis, or v'al kezayis netzel, if he carries or touches or is under an ohel together with a kezayis volume of liquefied flesh from the dead body, flesh from the dead body which has become decayed and is now liquefied. V'al melo tarvod rokov, or if he comes into contact with a large ladle or spoon of a certain size of hand, two handfuls of rokov, of rotted, of a rotted corpse, of the which is now reduced to mere ash, or al hashidro, if he comes into contact or carries or is under the ohel with the bones of the spinal cord, the vertebrae, v'al hagulgoles, or with the skull, even though there's no flesh on it at all, v'al aver min hameis, or the limb of a corpse, or v'al aver min hachai, sheyesh olav boso koroi, he comes into contact with the limb of a living person, which was obviously severed from the living person, or the limb of a dead body upon which there is sufficient flesh so that if this animal was still alive and somehow its flesh was stripped from its limb, if there was a sufficient flesh so that it could regenerate and heal, that's an amount that would make the person tomei, the nazir megaleach olav. V'al chatzi kav atzomos, half of the measure of a kav of bones from a dead body, even though there's not rov binyan or rov minyan, but there's that much of a volume of bones from a dead body. V'al chatzi log dam, or half of a liquid measure called log of blood, it's estimated to be about a quarter of a liter. In all these examples, where obviously it's the dead body itself, partly decayed, partly deteriorated, only the bones, certain bones, most bones, etc. Al-Magon, if the Nazir touches the above list, or one of the members of the above list, Val-Maso'on, who carries them, even if he hasn't actually touched them with his bare hands, V'al-Oholon, or if he's under a canopy together with one of the items on the above list, v'al etzem kasaora, or a nazir, comes into contact with a bone from a corpse which is the size of a barley bean, quite small, in which case it is not metame ba'ohel, just being under the same canopy with that small size kisaora of the bone of a dead body would not make him tomei. But touching it or carrying it would. So v'yaletzem kasoro al mago v'yal maso. So the list with all the list, the meis, kezayis, minham meis, kezayis, netzel, etc., etc., that long list. And Nazir is megaleach, whether he became tomei through mago, through maso, through oel. On this new list, which is the one-item list of etzem kasoro, he only becomes tomei and is required legaleach olah for mago maso, not for ohel. Aleilu, for all the above, hanozir megaleach. If a nozir became tomei with this direct parts of with the directly from the mace itself, parts of the mace itself, he's required to go through the process of tiglachas. Umazeh bashlishi uvashvi, and has to become tohor through the procedure of being sprinkled with the mei chatos, with the water in which the efer poro aduma is added, on the third and seventh day. Visoser es hakodman, and he loses all the days he counted up until the time he came into contact with these parts of a mace. V'yeno maschil limnos, he cannot begin his new count to establish his nezirus b'tahara, elo ache yitahar, unless he first becomes tohor, meaning on day 7 after the hazor, after the sprinkling of the poro aduma water, he must go to the mikveh and wait until sunset, harav shemesh, or perhaps stars come out, harav shemesh. And then, umeviyes korbonosov, and then on day 8 he brings his korbonos. Then he can begin his new count. So here in Mishnah Beis, we had category 1 of the tumah of a nazir, and that's the category for which hanazir megaleach olov. Tomorrow, Mietz Hashem, we will learn about other situations where the tumah does not derive from the very body of the mace itself. We'll see various examples. In those situations, a nazir is tomei and must purify himself through the hazor, shlishi ushvi, but he does not lose the days that he counted before he became tomei. And we do not require of him the tiglachas, tumah, and its consequent korbanos. And so we have finished lesson number 26.